From the Global Times, I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, China's top diplomat Wang Yi held phone talks with his Iranian and Saudi counterparts, Hossein Amir Abdullahian and Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud separately on Monday regarding the tensions between Israel and Iran and the wider situation in the Middle East. Chinese experts emphasize that Beijing's recent actions demonstrate its commitment to playing a constructive role in de-escalating tensions in the Middle East and maintaining stability in the Gulf region. China's GDP growth rate beat market expectations to reach 5.3% year-on-year in the first quarter, kicking off a good start to the year and laying a strong foundation for achieving the annual development targets. In an interview with the Global Times, Helwig Schmidt-Glinter, German sinologist and professor emeritus for East Asian literature and culture at the University of Göttingen in Germany, said the bilateral relationship between China and Germany is good, and it should become better in the future. Global Times reporters visited and exclusively spoke with former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Davao, the Philippines, where he repeatedly called for rational and friendly dialogue with China on current intense bilateral relations. As a major sports powerhouse, China has witnessed a growing number of international sporting events across the country in recent years, attracting more and more foreign athletes and sports enthusiasts to the country. In the phone talks, Wang Yi told Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdullahian that China strongly condemns and firmly opposes the attack on the consular section of the Iranian embassy in Damascus, regarding it as a serious violation of international law and totally unacceptable. China has noted Iran's statement that its action taken was limited and was an act of self-defense in response to the attack against the Iranian consulate in Syria, Wang said. Wang told Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud that China appreciates Saudi Arabia's emphasis on resolving issues through diplomatic means, and that China is willing to work with Saudi Arabia to avoid further escalation of confrontation in the Middle East. Wang's phone calls with his counterparts of Iran and Saudi Arabia reflect that there are higher expectations for China to mediate regional conflicts. Liu Zhongming, a professor at the Middle East Studies Institute of Shanghai International Studies University, told the Global Times on Tuesday, China has been actively involved in resolving hotspot issues in the Middle East in recent years, and this mediation has become an integral part of China's Middle East diplomacy, which is also shaping China's approach in resolving hotspot issues, Liu said. In the first 3 months of the year, China's total GDP reached 29.63 trillion yuan, or 4.09 trillion US dollars, up 5.3% year-on-year, or up by 1.6 percentage points over the fourth quarter of 2023, according to data released by the National Bureau of Statistics, or NBS, on Tuesday. The national economy continued to rebound, kicking off a good start. Shen Laiyun, deputy director of the NBS, said at a press conference on Tuesday, over the period, policies continued to take effect. Production and demands maintained stable and witnessed an increase. Employment and prices were generally stable. Market confidence continued to strengthen, and high-quality development made new progress, the official said. The strong momentum of the world's second-largest economy has debunked the peak China theory and other fallacies, Chinese analysts said. They said the U.S.-led ideological prejudice against China and a zero-sum mentality will neither disrupt China's economic development nor shake the confidence in China's economy. German sinologist Schmidt Glinter told the Global Times that during the latest China trip, Chancellor Scholz should try to identify and strengthen the relations between our two countries and also discuss ways how Germany, China, and maybe others can contribute to ending the war in Ukraine. There are different kinds of risks for Germany and Europe.And they stem from issues such as the usage of coal and carbon, among others. We can overcome the risks we are confronted with only in a common endeavor, but China itself is not a risk for anybody. In an exclusive interview, former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte told the Global Times, "I do not think that America will die for us.And yet, America has so many bases in the Philippines now. I objected when the U.S. wanted to build a military base in the Philippines. Then, with the consent of the President of the Republic of the Philippines, they have so many bases. And I would tell the Americans, you have so many ships, so you do not need my island as a launching pad or as a launching deck for you.In terms of how China and the Philippines could return to the table of dialogue and negotiations on the South China Sea issue, Duterte replied, it will come after Marcos. We will just have to wait. You cannot talk to him because it is Americans that will tell him what he should say to you. So it's forever a cycle of incongruity.Outside of the dazzling athletes and their record-breaking performances is a world that exists alongside the world of athletic performance, but is often overlooked, sports presenting. Beyond merely announcing names and scores, a sports presenter showed us the responsibility of managing the ambience within the arena, transforming mere spectators into fervent supporters and elevating the overall sporting experience.When sports presenting is involved, the atmosphere becomes electric and dynamic. Be it the thrilling anticipation before the start of an event, the captivating analysis during the event, or the jubilant celebrations after the event, good sports presenting adds layers of excitement and engagement to the experience.That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure you follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you for listening.